from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Monday, July 26th, 2021. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. Another Republican is tapped to serve on a select committee looking into the January 6th Capitol attack. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has asked Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger to join the panel. The frequent Trump critic has accepted the role, making him one of only two Republicans on that committee. Two. The U.S. Department of Justice is not going to investigate COVID-19 nursing home deaths in Michigan. Federal agents requested data in August 2020 about nursing homes in the pandemic and told the state they'll take no further action. State Attorney General Dana Nessel also declined to investigate. And number one, the nation's top expert on coronavirus confirms the CDC may urge vaccinated people to wear masks again. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling CNN the nation is going in the wrong direction. Half of adults still unprotected. We'll have audio from Dr. Fauci in just a bit this hour of the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome to it. We are here to start the week with you. Thanks so much for being alongside today on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram filling in here on the campus of Hillsdale College, where it's summer, as it is near you as well. Students, for the most part, are gone, although there are still some here on campus who are working in various departments. Our summer classes ended a while ago, and in fact, we are now less than 1 month, T-minus, 29 days, 28 days until classes resume here for the fall semester. The summer just flying by. It's going to feel like summer the next few days, at least down here in Hillsdale, where temperatures in the high 80s, mid to upper 80s, heat indices into the 90s. Yes, summer is not done yet, clearly. We're only in July. We still have August to go, in fact. Great to be back with you. We'll talk in hour one with Annie Patnaud, who's the head of Americans for Prosperity here in Michigan. We're looking at Bernie Sanders and the healthcare heist being attempted in Washington. Hour two, we'll be joined by Sparrow Health, also Alan Sachs from the University of Texas Arlington. Then in hour three, Graham Allen, who's a candidate for Congress in South Carolina, also of the new book, author of the new book, Dear America, Live Like It's 9/12. Sean Flanagan is with us from the Legatum Institute. We'll talk about a new report on U.S. prosperity, the U.S. Prosperity Index. Where does Michigan rank? Well, we'll ask. And Andy Puzder, former CEO of CKE Restaurants, Hardee's, and Carl's Jr., nearly someone serving in the Trump administration, instead became nearly an advisor. And he'll join us to talk about inflation, economic worries, and other things along those lines. Jam-packed program, as always. We have audio from the weekend from Dr. Fauci, from State of the Union, from Senator Pat Toomey talking about the infrastructure bills moving through Washington, from the Washington, D.C. police chief, who said some pretty on-point things about violence in the district. This is after that shooting last week. It happened in a very crowded place in Washington, very crowded street, and broad daylight, too, right around dinner time. Hitting people, hitting reporters where it hurts. They can ignore some of the violence in big cities, perhaps, when it's happening in other places, when it's happening in their backyard, where they'd like to have dinner. Then they become interested. We'll hear from the D.C. police chief coming up in today's program as well. If you don't know who I am, Scott Bertram, hi, here at Hillsdale, where I serve as the general manager of the student radio station here on campus. I also am a lecturer in journalism here, and been here for nearly 6 years now, both here at Hillsdale and in the state of Michigan. Born, bred, grew up in Illinois, moved out here in January of 2016, of course, very happy to be here, both in the state and at Hillsdale. You hear me frequently guest hosting here for Steve when he is not able to sit behind the microphone. You also hear me doing other things like hosting the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, which is available on many of these radio stations over the weekend. You can also hear it in podcast form, wherever fine podcasts are found, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, etc. This week's show, still time to grab this past week's show. We talk with Matthew Meehan, who is a director of academic programs at Hillsdale in D.C. He's got a new children's book out. We talked with him on the show last week, The Handsome Little Signet. Myron Magnet, who's fantastic editor-at-large at City Journal. He has a new essay at the New Criterion on the erosion of American freedoms called Defounding America. And then Lorraine Murphy from Hillsdale. We start a new series of interviews on realism as a literary movement on this week's show. So catch me there. Catch me hosting the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast. You can also hear me hosting Political Beats over at National Review, in which we talk with people in and around the world of politics about nothing political whatsoever, but only about our guest's favorite band or artist and take a deep dive through their musical journey. It's fun. It's a little break from the everyday politics over at Political Beats, again at National Review, where fine podcasts are found. I write at The Federalist, National Review, American Spectator, elsewhere. Again, you'll find my name, you'll hear my voice in many places, and, well, I like staying busy, so I'm fine with that. No problems whatsoever. In case you're wondering, those Texas Democrats are still in Washington, D.C. They have abandoned Texas, refusing to show up for the special session. I'm sure you know some of the background on this. The governor there has said he'll keep calling special sessions over and over and over again until they return. They say, well, we'll stay here in D.C. And really not, they say they're, you know, lobbying lawmakers to pass the election reform bill, the For the People Act in Washington. But other than that, they're doing Zoom meetings and just hanging out. It's like a big vacation in Washington, D.C. for these Democrats from Texas. Well, you might think it all sounds nice and posh. They are staying in hotels out there, not camping on the street or something. But no, it's horrible. It's terrible, and they need help. A tweet yesterday from Texas Democrats saying, our Dems in D.C. say they'd appreciate care packages from home, like their troops serving overseas. Before 5 p.m. Tuesday, the tweet says, we're collecting Dr. Pepper, salsa, hard candy, hairspray, travel toiletries, hand sanitizers, sewing kits, first aid, and or money to pay for shipping. Thank you. And it has an address where you can drop stuff off. That list, though, Dr. Pepper. Okay, who doesn't like Dr. Pepper, I guess. But salsa, just salsa? You don't need anything? Is there a surplus of tortilla chips in D.C. that I'm unaware of? Hard candy, hairspray, travel toiletries. You know, you're staying in a hotel. If you go to the front desk, you get all that stuff for free. They'll give it to you. Hand sanitizer, sewing kits, first aid. What are they, crawling around? First aid. This is another example, of course. You know, you could give this stuff to people who really need it, you know, Feeding America or homeless shelters or anything along those lines. But Democrats, of course, would prefer you send it to them. Send it to politicians first. Send it to Washington first. And they'll decide how that generosity can best be used, right? That's the way it goes. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Do something today to be a good sport. If you're a fan, shout encouragement to your team. Poke your neighbors sitting next to you when they try to harangue the opponents and tell them to behave. If you simply do the right thing and do it the entire game, you'll be respecting the game and yourself. Sportsmanship. Do something about it. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.